adjourn to the official meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. First item is comments. Would anyone like to make any public comments? None? Being heard, we'll move then to the minutes of March 16th, 2011.
Move the minutes.
Second.
Any modifications? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Go to the maintenance division.
Mr. Chairman, since I wasn't here.
We will get to Mr. Hetzel in the maintenance division.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. The item before you is a discontinuance of Route 3454 in Fairfax County. It's the hospital loop road for the Innova complex. I think the item is pretty straightforward. We do have a resolution from the county, and a public notice was given of the action. So unless you have any questions, I think it's pretty straightforward, sir.
Mr. Coulombe?
I move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next item has been pulled, the Environmental Division, so we're going to go to right-of-way. Bennett?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have one item to request the board's permission to sell a portion of surplus right-of-way. It's in the city of Fairfax on Ryan Road, and it results as a reconstruction of the road by the city itself.
Mr. Coleman?
Mr. Chairman, I move the approval of the resolution.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Programming Division, Ms. Busher.
Sorry, we pulled a switch on you. I'm bringing to you the transfers for the month of March. There are two transfers that are greater than 10% that are moving safety funds from projects to close that are surplus to close those out to the balance entry, and several transfers less than 10% for your information that are transferring surplus funds off of projects as well as several safety projects to close out and move surplus funds back to the balance entry. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from Ms. Mitchell? Do we have a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Operations Security. Sorrell? All right, we'll be nicer. I'll be nicer this time.
Oh, thank you so much. I tried to get Mr. Estes to do this item, but he wouldn't do it. Well, this is some good news. We're getting some money from the federal government through our good friends in Maryland for some security funding to deploy some traffic signals. And this is a grant being administered by the Maryland Highway Administration. And in order for us to enter into an agreement with another state, we need the board's approval.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Thank you so much.
Mr. Ralph, great seeing you again. Local Assistance Division, Mr. Estes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it's okay, we have to take the byway designation while Julie hands out something more for the revenue sharing program. So the byway designation adds approximately less than 12 miles of byway in Albemarle and Nelson County. And we'd ask the board's approval of such designation.
I move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
I didn't take enough time on that. I apologize, Julie. So. I would just, in consideration of Mr. Keene's discussion this morning, and I appreciate his diligence looking through the policy and the guidelines, and what we've tried to attempt to do is try to take care of that concern where it gives the option for a locality of VDOT to potentially, instead of requesting all the money up front from the local government on larger projects, we can do it by phase. I think it's incredibly important to make sure we're doing it by phase so we don't have phases partially funded. And with that change, Mr. Chairman, we'd ask the board's approval of the revenue sharing guidelines.
Mr. Chairman.
Second.
I'm sorry,
I have a question.
Mr. Miller?
Is the point of getting the, I mean, obviously you always want everybody to fund everything up front. I mean, I understand that. But is it because you're concerned you're not going to get your money? Is it, you know, what's the history of this?
Well, try to jump at the history, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Miller. For one, the law has kind of spelled it out for some time that requires those matching funds to be provided up front from the local government. But the real issue would be if we're under a contract. It's really a major concern if you get into the construction phase. So if for some reason we don't have all that money in our hands, in our control, and we're administering the job, it could potentially bring some kind of risk to the department if we don't have the money in hand.
Historically, are you suggesting we don't have any history because we've always required it up front?
Yes.
So we're just sort of hedging going forward. We're taking $500,000 potentially at risk, but no more.
Yes, sir. I think what we're trying to recognize is I do think that it's a very valid point where we're, especially in years to come, where we get into larger projects, it may be a little bit of an undue request of the local government to upfront the entire $10 million, for example, on the project, and we think we have the flexibility. We can work with them over a few years' time frame.
And Mr. Keene, does this help you?
Chairman, I think Mr. Estes and Mr. Walton got together and done the best they can do, because I discovered as a result of raising that question that the law requires the state to get it within 30 days. And here we're getting some leeway because we're able to phase the project, and that reimbursement can be this answers my question and does good for us.
Mr. Miller, this has been a problem for some localities because they put in their budget, but they might not have the money right away, so they're just asking.
Understood.
And we've also had, already for a couple of these potentially bigger projects, I've already talked to a couple of localities who told me they were going to do it in phases, and so.
Right.
This, what you propose is really fits in.
We think, Mr. Chairman, this keeps us in compliance with the law, but gives a little bit of added flexibility Mr. Keene was looking for.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Siles.
Good afternoon. I bring before you today six projects for award valued at roughly $23 million. It's four projects from the March bids. You'll also notice there is one from the January 2011 bids, and there's one from January 2010. I also have an action I would like you to take on a rescind of an award made in August of 2010, and then the subsequent rejection of all bids on that particular project.
Mr. Chairman, what's the history of the situation where we're rescinding and rejecting these bids?
What happened? We awarded a project. The second bidder claimed that the first bidder did not meet his minimum DBE participation. We entered into a lawsuit. During our discovery, during the lawsuit, we found inconsistencies between what the Federal Code of Regulations said and what our VDOT specifications said. We really couldn't, what would have happened is one side would have won if we had followed our specifications. Possibly the other side would have won if we'd followed the Federal Code of Regulation. And so what we would like to do is to rescind the award to Shirley, reject all bids, get the document correct, and then re-advertise as soon as possible.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Rich?
I hate to see this delayed. This is a very important project in Culpeper District that affects Route 29 and 17. A lot of traffic. People going to Richmond, everywhere, Fredericksburg. In fact, I voted for this back 20 years ago when I was on the board. But I do feel that we need to defer to staff on this. I hate to see it because it's a much, much needed project that you all have researched the legal situation, and I think, unfortunately, there's no other alternative. But I wish it could work. It must be.
Our plan is to re-advertise the project next month.
How soon?
Can I just ask you that difference? I mean, how did that happen?
Well...
Do they have a pro forma that says, you know, we include by reference all the feds and we have ours? Or no? Well, why did we have something different?
We actually changed the verbiage just a little bit, quite by accident, because the verbiage in the CFR actually changes the first person. It talks about the firm in one instant, then in the next sentence it talks about a person. Our documents say the firm.
Yeah, that's it.
And the difference between a firm and a person in this particular case makes a lot of difference.
How long will this be delayed?
We're going to re-advertise it, barring something else happening next month.
We should have been in construction like a month ago.
We should have been in construction.
When can we go to, what's the earliest we can get the construction on this?
Probably June.
So, Mr. Chairman, we have started talking with the lawyers and the attorneys in the AG's office as well as FHWA. Trying to make certain that we have the language straight and that our regs are in agreement with their regulation. So hopefully we can get this done pretty quickly.
Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I have one other piece of business, sir, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You passed a resolution in February on the design build project, Route 50 widening at 28 and Poland Road. And part of the resolution's requirement was that we report back to you our action we took. This gave the commissioner the authority to award the project. And I'm happy to tell you all we've awarded the project. It was awarded on March 3rd. The value was $67,830,000 to Shirley Contracting. Do you have any questions about that?
Okay. Do you need a motion?
That's it.
You don't need anything on that one. That's just a report.
No, that's just a report, sir.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, did we approve all the other?
Yeah, we just did them all. New business. We had, first let's do Dominion Boulevard. You want to do Dominion?
Through the bush.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have a resolution regarding the potential advancement of toll facilities revolving funds for Dominion Boulevard. The City of Chesapeake is administering a project known as Dominion Boulevard pursuant to an agreement between the City and VDOT, which would replace the bridge over the southern branch of the Elizabeth River and convert Dominion Boulevard into a four-lane limited access toll facility. The design plans for the project are complete, permitting is underway, and phase one of right-of-way acquisition for 43 total take parcels has commenced. There is a phase two related to the right-of-way acquisition, approximately 122 additional parcels and two more total takes. The city expects to conclude the partial acquisition, including utility easements and hazardous waste determinations, no later than 12 months after receiving FHWA and VDOT authorization to proceed with the Phase 2 right-of-way acquisitions. Now, the full cost for the Phase 1 and Phase 2 right-of-way acquisitions is approximately $65 million. And requires an additional allocation of approximately $24 million. The City of Chesapeake has requested an advance from the toll facilities revolving account for the funding gap of $24 million to be paid back at a future date. I'm requesting through this resolution that the Commonwealth Transportation Board recommend the advancement of the toll facilities funding. The commissioner would also be authorized to negotiate and enter into the agreement and the terms of the agreement with the City of Chesapeake via this resolution.
Sure.
Any questions?
I do have the city manager, Mr. Harrell, William Harrell, here if there are any questions for Mr. Harrell.
Mr. Lane and Mr. McCarthy.
Just point out, this obviously is a major project for the Hampton Roads area in the city, and the city of Chesapeake has been very effective and aggressive on taking monies from other projects, putting on this. This is a very much a priority for them. They are dedicated to the project, and I know we may have questions, but I would move approval of this resolution on that.
Second. And then, I'm sorry, Mr. McCarthy had a question first.
What is the time period for, or is there a repayment of this loan?
There would be a repayment, and we would work out those terms through negotiations. The commissioner would do that upon your approval of this advance.
Well, what would you anticipate? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
There are options. You could do it over time through toll revenue repayment, or you could we could be reimbursed at the financial close of the process for financing the project. You could make a portion of the project debt a payback to VDOT.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. What is the is this a small hit to the fund, or is it
there are funds available in the toll facilities revolving account for this purpose? Not this particular project, but there are funds in the fund.
I don't remember doing this before, and I don't oppose it, but I'm just curious to learn more about it.
We have actually provided a loan to the city for the expressway toll facility project.
Thank you.
Mr. Worley, did you want to?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say I wanted to bring this before the board. We do have available funding in the toll facility revolving fund. The balance in that fund is somewhere close to $100 million, but there will be commitments against those funds, particularly as we move forward in looking at the I-95, if we are successful in doing the tolling on that road. We would clearly need some seed funds to get that project moving. So it is important that we have a good agreement in terms of when repayment would take place. Typically, you know, we would, during the agreement process, determine what the term of the loan would be and other particulars about the repayment.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Billy,
is there some critical issue here that requires action today that kept this from being on the agenda?
I think there was an issue with the Federal Highway Administration. Is that correct?
The question was
why was this put on the last day?
There was some issue with the Federal Highway. We had to get approval to make certain we could proceed with the right-of-way. We cleared that a couple weeks ago. We met with FHWA, so we believe we'll have approval to move forward with the right-of-way acquisition. But one of the issues are we need the funding to complete the right-of-way, and also in terms of the city going to construction to complete their financing, they need to show that they had covered the right-of-way cost. Now that we had the FHWA's approval on the right-of-way, we wanted to move forward quickly in trying to get the funding in place.
Well, we have this hour. Where is my city manager? Come on up here. You just, obviously this thing came together sort of late, and could you just explain where the project is, why you all are asking for this right away?
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary, and certainly want to thank you for your support, and certainly Commissioner Worley. This has been a long and complex project to bring it to this point. Clearly, Dominion Boulevard is the City of Chesapeake's number one transportation project. But it's not just our number one project. It is a very significant project for the entire Hampton Roads region. As this body is aware, our TPO ranked this project among the top three overall, and it was certainly the highest project in terms of safety, congestion, and project utility, and certainly has a great deal of support. As was indicated by Commissioner Worley, we have been working with FHWA as it relates to the right-of-way, and we essentially need an additional $24 million so that we can complete the first phase of that right-of-way approval. We are working very diligently from a time schedule standpoint. At this point, based on our work with VDOT, we anticipate being able to advertise for construction fall of 2011. And certainly, we anticipate construction to begin in 2012. So we are in a position where this is a very critical effort. We're working very closely with our financial advisors to complete our complete plan of finance. This is being developed as a toll road, and I'm sure many members of this body have received a call from our mayor, Alan Krasnoff, and if you don't approve this, I won't be able to go home tonight. So any favorable consideration, we certainly appreciate.
I'm sure they got more than one.
Yeah.
Mr. Miller?
Numerous calls, but I would urge my colleagues, as somebody who lives in that area, that to support this. You know, one of the things that's sort of frustrating to many people in the Commonwealth, and I'm sure on this board, is that the time it takes to get things done, and here we are moving something ahead. We're going to create some jobs. We're going to fix a problem. We're expediting it. We're making it happen. It's in the top three in the plan of the metropolitan area. So when I see stuff like that, I like it. It's sort of like the Garvey. It's sort of like what the governor's done and reported on again today. He's accelerated stuff. It was there. Let's accelerate it. Let's get it done.
Yeah, man, that's why I brought that up. Mr. Miller's right. They have taken money off other projects, so they're not just out asking. They've taken money. They've made this a priority to get something actually built. So it's not like they've got other projects they're hoarding or doing. We're using it as a model in the community to say, if you want to get something going, do it this way.
But I mean, Mr. Bowie's issue is that we, you know, when we have things like this, we just gotta get this out early. Okay. I recognize that this was sort of a last minute thing, but the board shouldn't be surprised about Mountain Lake. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Yes. Question: is this type of independent financing facility that we've set up in the past, is this the type of thing that could be incorporated in the future into the infrastructure bank as another window?
Well, we're hoping that they will be one of the first loans out of the infrastructure bank also.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mr. Karzinski?
Yes, under old business, Mr. Secretary, just want to inform my fellow board members that Mr. Kuhlmeier and I are working with staff to reintroduce our statewide significance corridor resolution. We are fine-tuning it to give it more specificity, as we've heard from some quarters that it lacked, and we do intend to deliver to each board member the revised resolution along with a primer on the facts of why it's necessary. And we'll also supply you with the Washington Post article on the census that was just finished up, showing the extraordinary growth in Loudoun and Prince William last decade and the decade that is coming. So that'll be in your mailbox, hopefully, in the next 10 days, and you will revisit that in May.
Can I make a comment there, Mr. Chairman?
Sure, Mr. Cooler.
You have a letter at your desk from Loudoun County. I wanted to call your attention to it because I think they went to extraordinary lengths to get it here today. But I think if you compare the letter with earlier letters from the Prince William supervisors, from the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, and from others, you see there is some misunderstanding about actually what the resolution we're talking about would accomplish. What I just wanted to remind you is it's simply meant to apply the multimodal planning process
to future projects in this area, and which is required both under Virginia law and by the practice of this board as the one part of the Commonwealth apparatus that's supposed to make these designations. So the presentation that we'll actually make will also include, as Mr. Grzynski suggested, the statistical underpinnings and the rationale, and also again make clear that this is a process. This isn't a conclusion. It doesn't lead to specific projects. It doesn't accelerate any projects. It's something that we've designated in other parts of the state, and it's not some seminal threat to the future of the Commonwealth. So we look.
Well, Mr. Coleman, I would suggest then maybe you might want to contact the Loudoun Board of Supervisors and share them with a copy of this and what you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I see that you've recently contacted them on another matter, and it seems to be a good way.
No, Mr. Coleman, this is your resolution. I have other issues I have to deal with. So let's just keep these two as separate issues. Thank you very much. You and Mr. Grzynski.
I will be happy to. I intend to this.
Excellent. Mr. Coleman will be with you. Maybe you guys can do lunch together out there.
Mr. Chairman, to keep their work simple, they might also want to include in that resolution recommending that they be transferred from the secondary system to the primary system. help keep it simple.
Any other new business either? Thank you all very much. We are not adjourning. We have the at-large members who are going to be meeting in the conference room. Where? Third floor conference room to discuss the enhancement grant issues. Well, thank you all very much, and I'll see you all at the next week.
I finished mine. All right. I came in early.